Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're invited if you want to join us here. The number for you, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. As we kick off the third hour of the program here with you tonight, it's Ian
and Tony.
We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. We were just talking about the government's own admission that Social Security is running out of funds sooner than they predicted.
So this is an old prediction. They've updated it.
Yeah.
They moved the goalposts again.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember them talking years before COVID happened about how there were, $50 trillion in unfunded liabilities for Social Security.
Yeah,
and
2034.
Medicare.
Going down to 78% of payout.
Yeah.
So that's old. That was old.
Now they're pushing it back. It's 2033. And now they're saying Medicare's hospital insurance fund will be depleted in 2026. That's 5 years from now.
Where's the bailout coming from?
It's coming.
They're just going to print it?
They're going to. What else are they going to do? They can't tax it.
Or are they going to get rid of some more old people?
Maybe both. Well, get them from both directions.
I think that this is definitely something that the big wigs up at the top,
thinking about it.
This is something they get when they get together and they talk. This is big on their things to do list.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. You can share them with us. Let's talk to Bad Slave. He's on the line in New Hampshire. Go ahead.
Well, thank you for taking my call, guys. Listen, I just for the heck of it, I'm on Social Security and Medicare, and I'm also I've got a pension from a previous job a while back. And so I'm, a little concerned about their, cutting that back. But it's a Ponzi scheme from the get-go. I mean, it's just there just wasn't any way that it could ever be ongoing, without this, currency printing going on, printing.
They kept the scam going for a long time. I mean, it's been a successful Ponzi scheme, all things considered.
Another strategy that they're working on is actually bringing in more, because they got to prop the Ponzi scheme up.
Mm-hmm.
There's always the people at the bottom paying into the system. It doesn't work. It never works long term. But the other way to do it is to bring in immigrants, to bring in refugees. Destabilize other countries. Look at all the Afghans that are coming into this country that are going to be good taxpayers, good tax slaves.
And we're on a negative, count for population increase. So there won't be, people lining up to pay those things.
Correct. And it's not just our country, too. China's having this problem. They're running out of tax slaves. To prop up the system.
But anyway, the original reason I called was because the I think it's a CDC. It was what's his name with the beanie that
Poole
has this podcast.
Tim Poole
and a live stream. Tim, yeah, and he reported that. That we're up to like 80% of herd immunity.
That has been speculated that we are above 80%. And it just makes sense. Now, when you got these different variants,
you're talking about people who've actually gotten the
herd immunity, they had the antibodies,
right? Because they've gotten COVID and built it themselves.
Either that, or they had the antibodies. You don't necessarily have to get sick.
I see.
I'm one. I'm one that did, at 69, with a few comorbidities, mine are fairly mild,
and
I don't even have to take insulin for my diabetes. I can just control it with diet. But
Okay, so about the 80%, what about it? Like, what's the point?
Yeah.
I think that's the point.
Well, the point
why are we still dealing with this if we have 80% immunity, herd immunity,
right,
which was the whole point, which is what the whole 2 weeks to flatten the curve was all about, building widespread herd immunity to this thing, which I'm going to say we've had for a long time now. Bad Slave, what do you think about that?
Right. I've been figuring this is going on, you know, because it's very, very contagious. And you just get it, and most people don't even know it.
Don't even know they had it.
I mean, they did the research. They did the, you know, the testing for people's immunity, and you know, nobody wants to talk about it, but you know, there has been a building of immunity. I mean, we should be done with this now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, well, I mean, like, where do you even know anybody who's sick right now?
Who's what?
Do you know anyone who's sick from this?
No.
I don't either.
I got this thing a year ago, and it was very mild.
Thank you, Bad Slave, for the call tonight. I was down. I was allowed to go out today by my federal handler to go down to City Hall here in Keene, so I could file for local election. Aria's running for mayor, it looks like, and I'm in the at-large race for city council.
Sheriff wasn't enough. Now it's time to move it to the next level.
I'm glad she's doing it because it's good publicity for the ideas of freedom. And they have a sign up on the door. And I wish I'd have taken a picture of it. It's something like...
Strongly encouraged.
It's like, due to the high level of cases in Cheshire County right now, or something like that.
Cases.
Or something, you know, that, you know, we request you wear a mask or whatever. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
By the way, the picture I saw of the Sentinel with the current mayor signing up, no one in that clerk's office had masks on, including the mayor.
Well, they do hide behind the plexiglass, but yeah, I see what you're saying.
Well, not the clerk. No, the actual town center, not the clerks where they had the plexiglass set up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everyone in that room. There was like four people in that room. None of them were masked.
Which room?
The room where you sign up for office.
Oh, yeah. There's plexiglass in there, though.
Is there?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
The mayor wasn't.
There didn't used to be.
The mayor wasn't masked. Is all I'm saying.
Right. Yeah. There didn't used to be 2 years ago, prior to this so-called pandemic, but now. All kinds of places have plexiglass, and they didn't before. Anyway, thank you, Bad Slave, for the call tonight.
You know, the first thing they need to do, this is how we'll get over this. And this whole thing has been propped up by the stupid PCR test, which doesn't prove anything, which isn't a test. No, it actually will tell you if you've got the coronavirus molecule or whatever. Whatever they have...
It'll tell you if they turn it up, they crank it up.
They crank it up, which doesn't prove anything. So it's not like a pregnancy test which says, yes, you have a baby in you. No, it doesn't. Right. It's not like that at all. The first thing they need to do is get rid of that and go right to antibody tests. Mm-hmm. They prove that how many people
Aren't
have the antibody.
Are they getting rid of PCR at the end of this year?
I don't know that they're getting rid of it. I know they played with the ranges, with the cycles.
Yeah, they did. They made it less sensitive when Biden took over. Yeah, and then I think it was a few weeks back or a couple months back, there was some sort of notice that came out from the CDC basically saying this is unreliable and we have to stop using
it. They need to end it. They need to end it because that's what's propping all of this up and creating this.
They're going
to
prop it up however they can. The CDC isn't interested in stopping the propping this thing up.
No, they're not. No, and local
and
governments
neither
are.
Local governments, yeah.
Big Pharma's not.
This is big money. I mean, we were just talking a few days ago about how the Big Pharma, Pfizer, is developing a daily, twice a day pill.
Right, well, I think
for people with COVID.
I think that's just for a week.
Yeah, but it's for people with COVID. It's
not for
people without. But again, it's just more money that they get to make off of this thing.
And you get the boosters coming,
or
even a third shot, or what do they classify as a booster? It's not going away. They are trying to, dude. This is where it's going. Pfizer, Big Pharma in general, all of these cats, they are looking to create vaccines for everything.
Sure.
I mean, even addictions, smoking addiction, alcohol addiction.
The mRNA types, you mean?
Oh, yeah.
Kind?
Oh, yeah. That's their game plan. Man, this is old news.
Total gene therapy.
They sat down a decade ago, and they're like, Where is the money at? I mean, they just pulled out of Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Where the poppy fields are.
Yeah.
Why would they do that?
They did.
That's a lot of money there. Well, they got fentanyl.
Yes.
They can make it in a lab now. They don't need to waste their time growing this stuff anymore. They can make it in a lab.
That's a very interesting theory, Conan. The number here is 603-283-6160. And there's a lot of people in the military that have backed that up.
Yep.
Because they guarded those fields.
They protected them.
More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join us here, is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you, you've got Ian.
And Conan.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. And that is where you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can join via PayPal or your credit or debit card and help us for $5 a month. Advertise, market, and promote to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the country and bring new listeners on board with the ideas of freedom. So if you value what we do here, you can prove it for $5 a month over at amp.freetalklive.com. You get some cool perks for doing that. And so once again, that's ampamp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones to the fun. Donna is on the line listening to WBHP there in Huntsville, Alabama. Go ahead, Donna.
Hi, I'm glad you got on. This is one of your better shows, and I've got firsthand knowledge on everything you're talking about, and
right.
I just couldn't stay off the phone tonight. My pen pal I've been connected with for over 20 years is in New South Wales. I spoke to her just the other week because I went berserk when I heard she was on lockdown. And also, they're not supposed to talk to one another. According to the Prime Minister over there in New South Wales and whoever else is running the show over there, they say, well, we're doing that so that you protect the person next to you so you don't make them sick. I'm like, people are buying this. Give me a break.
Yeah, they're doing that to disconnect people from all semblance of humanity.
First thing they do is they cover your face so you can't see expressions anymore.
Right, and now they literally are telling people to not talk to their neighbors. We played a clip, some number of weeks ago, so I believe it was New South Wales, where they were saying, even if you see your neighbor in the grocery store, do not talk to them.
Yeah, and the other big one is to treat everyone around you, everyone out there, like they were sick.
Mm-hmm.
Without any proof.
Dangerous. Yeah.
Well, like she indicated to me, this is communism, and we didn't go into detail on the phone, if you understand where I'm coming from. The first day, September 1st is the first day of spring in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas, of course, this summer. Your medical, I'd like to touch base on that, is already socialized. I don't care what anybody says.
Sure.
It was Obama medical before any of that. And I'm living proof of it. I only have, oh, dear God, Medicare A. And boy, oh, boy, do I get the bad end of the stick when I go to get treated for anything.
Yeah, it's government health care. I mean, yeah, government sucks at everything that it does. Why people think that, look at how they did in Afghanistan. I mean, they botched that one up. They botch up everything that they do. And now, why would you want these people in charge of your health care? I mean, that's a crazy idea.
Exactly. And plus the fact right now what's going on in the world, and I won't support the name of what's going on. They don't know what the heck they're doing. If anybody in the talk show wants to get anybody on that has any chutzpah on any of the medical stuff, get some people on from Philadelphia College of Pharmacy and Science. Those guys know their stuff, but they don't know what the heck they're talking about. And the other thing is Red Cross has been saying you can't donate blood if you've been immunized.
Yeah, isn't that something?
So there you go, folks.
Vaccinated people can't donate blood.
And I'd like to know, do you have a list of any...
Really? Hold on. Really?
In California, I think they're allowing it.
Yeah. Oh, really? But Red Cross is saying on the radio, they said, you cannot donate blood now if you've been immunized.
I'll bring up an article.
Thank you, Donna, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Because I had heard that people who were going to receive blood were saying they didn't want blood from people who'd gotten the vaccine.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't either.
But I hadn't heard the reverse.
I don't even want to be in the same room with, just in case their exosomes are popping out of their skin, they're breathing all over me, getting me sick. I'm trying to find
something. Pull that up when you get the chance. Here's a related story. Santa Cruz, California. Of course, this is Santa Cruz, but it could be anywhere. As the, activistpost.com is reporting here from the Free Thought Project, despite being largely unaffected by coronavirus health issues, the state's actions of lockdowns, mask mandates, virtual school, and other ridiculous police state measures, children across the planet have suffered as a result of these policies, and some proactive parents tried to help their kids get through it by trying to maintain some semblance of normalcy at home. Kindred Sparks was one of those parents. Apparently that's their name. Sparks' 12-year-old son had his life come to a grinding halt last year as the COVID pandemic and subsequent government lockdown spread across the country. Instead of giving up after school was canceled, sports were canceled, and his fifth grade graduation canceled, Mercury News reports that Sparks came up with an idea. Create and build a treehouse. One of the age-old things that fathers do with their son, and they get out there into nature and they, you know,
absolutely
build a treehouse.
Learn some skills and get some fresh air.
You know, from back in the day when kids actually were allowed to play together. But, you know, it would still be cool to have a treehouse if all you had to do was stay in it by yourself. It'd still be pretty cool to have a treehouse, even if you couldn't. Even if your friend's parents were too cowardly to let your friends come over and actually play in the treehouse with you, which is probably the situation in Santa Cruz, California.
Yes.
But it's still, it's a thing to do, right? It's a thing to get out of the house, a thing to get active with. So for the next couple months, the kids worked on and finally finished the treehouse in May, and the photos that the family shared were pretty epic, according to activist posts. The family was extremely proud of their endeavor. Sparks said, quote, "These kids have had everything taken away from them. These houses are small. We're blessed to have a yard," because there are a lot of kids that didn't during the pandemic, "but to have a little private fort in the front that's his own, that sleepover was like a movie," unquote. Even the neighbors celebrated the construction of the treehouse, which is built entirely on the property that the Sparks own. Unfortunately, however, not all their neighbors were in agreement, and one of them decided to sick the government gang to shut down this child's dream. Several months after they finished construction, the Sparks family received a letter in the mail from the local government criminals.
I'm sorry, what town was this?
Santa Cruz, California.
Oh, that just makes sense.
Yeah. It is from the Santa Cruz Department of Planning and Community Development. Said a neighbor had complained that the treehouse was not up to code, and therefore the family has been subject to an untold number of fines. They dated it August 4th, but we didn't receive notice until 3 days ago. It's hard because it's always, leave a message and we'll get back to you, Kindred told the newspaper. It's a slow process, and we were told that all costs incurred by the city relative to our case can be billed to us.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? This not just in Santa Cruz. I mean, this would happen anywhere. They do this to us in Keene. If they found out you built a shed, 100 square foot bigger than you're allowed, they'll come after you. Because they want to tax you.
They want to control you.
If you're going to upgrade your building and make it better, put a nicer porch out front or something, they're going to tax you accordingly.
They're not as bad here, though, to be fair, Conan. I mean,
there's only like two of them. There's two of these assessor guys.
Yeah, and they do.
And of course, the petty tyrant who went around for years, Fred Parcells, he's not there anymore. He's retired. He was renowned for just driving around town looking for crap.
Yeah, that's true. All that said, though, it's not as bad in New Hampshire, even in towns like Keene, as compared to somewhere like Santa Cruz.
And there's one town right above us that doesn't even have zoning.
That's right. There are some of them around New Hampshire, and I think Lenton is the one in this area.
Is it Grafton too?
Grafton's in the middle of nowhere, but yeah, they don't have zoning either.
Yeah.
603-283-6160. We'll continue here. More on the government attack on this kid's treehouse, because that's how pathetic these people really are. There's more on the way. You can share your thoughts, your stories. This is Free Talk Live.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. COVID is here to stay. That comment comes from global health officials as coronavirus is mutating and the possibility of eradicating the virus seems less likely. The WHO's Health Emergencies Program Executive Director saying he thinks the virus isn't going anywhere and will evolve like influenza pandemic viruses. 1 week after Hurricane Ida battered New York and New Jersey, President Biden on Tuesday is visiting the two states to survey the damage. The devastating storm left at least 50 dead in the Northeast and caused historic flooding in the region. During the president's visit, hecklers started hurling insults at the commander-in-chief. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is reacting to the deadly murder of four people inside a Central Florida home over the Labor Day weekend. DeSantis saying it's an example of why police need to be supported.
This is an outrageous crime. This guy was totally off his rocker and needs to have the full weight of the law brought down.
Brian Riley, a former Marine who served in Afghanistan and Iraq, is accused of killing four and wounding an 11-year-old girl early Sunday morning. Riley was wounded twice in an exchange of gunfire with police before he surrendered. The first trial linked to the Varsity Blues college admission fraud scandal is set to begin this week in Boston. 46 of the 57 people charged in the massive cheating scandal have pleaded guilty, and one was pardoned by former President Trump. Jury selection begins tomorrow in a Boston federal court for two parents. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. If you want to join us, you can. The number is 603-283-6160 in the studio. It's Ian
and Conan.
Conan, you just did some looking on this claim about the Red Cross allegedly saying that people who've been vaccinated cannot get blood.
Yeah, according to the redcross.org, nope. There is a deferral period where you can't, a two-week deferral period if you don't know what if you had an attenuated shot and or you don't know what shot it was. Other than that, no, you can looks like you can donate everything. So some misinformation got leaked out there. That lady heard it. I heard it.
Yeah, Bonnie was saying she'd heard it as well. Bad information, but it does lead me to wonder, are they going to have two separate blood supplies? Are they going to have a supply for people who don't want the vaccinated blood? Will there be a separate supply?
Is there going to be an option? So when you go in there on a gurney, are you going to be able to say, "Yeah, I want some of that old school blood"?
I don't think they will.
I don't want that new stuff. No, they're probably just mixing it all together.
No, you just get what you get.
You're gonna have to take Bonnie in there with you.
Yeah,
Bonnie.
They won't let you in if you don't wear a mask. They won't even let you in the emergency room here in Keene, at least. Now, some hospitals, if you've got like a medical waiver, they will let you. And we called around, actually, to see what the policies were. We had to call a hospital in Manchester before we found one that would actually let somebody in without a mask if they had like a doctor's note or something. So very uncool situation out there where people who are unvaccinated are being discriminated against.
Absolutely.
Even in the healthcare field.
Absolutely.
And it's probably going to get worse. Although what we may end up seeing, at least I hope that we'll end up seeing, is some of these doctors and nurses who are being forced out of their jobs, theoretically, in the next few weeks or a couple months because of government mandates and or their employers mandating that they have to get a vaccination.
They're going to go work somewhere, right?
I hope that they just, you know, hang out their shingle.
Well, start a new facility.
It's not like
there aren't empty buildings out there.
Or do house calls, you know. Bring that back.
They have the telecalls now.
Yeah, that's true.
That's really taken off, and actually, a lot of people really like that because I mean you don't necessarily have to go in
and sit and wait,
and you know you can just wait in the comfort of your house, and the doctor can say, all right, what's wrong with you? You got some sniffles. Here's your prescription. Go to town. Go to Walgreens.
So back to this story of the treehouse. Santa Cruz Department of Planning and Community Development sent a threatening letter to the Sparks family who had spent their time during the so-called pandemic building a treehouse for their kids. They and their kids worked together to build this treehouse, and unfortunately some neighbor complained about it. So several months after completing the treehouse, they received a threatening letter, and this was in August, I presume just this past August, so recently. However, they did not. The August letter was dated August 4th, but they didn't receive notice until a few days ago, meaning that it took a few weeks for the letter to actually get to them. And they've been having a difficult time figuring out what was going to happen. They says the family's name is Kindred. Kindred has no idea what's going to happen to them. And amazingly enough, and this is the sad part about this, she remains supportive of the process.
Oh God, you're not helping, lady.
Yeah. But did tell the Mercury News she plans on fighting for the treehouse. Quote, the staff member said as long as no one complains, they aren't proactive about shutting them down. I have no ill intention because I know they're trying their best over there. I don't like any kind of conflict and confrontation. If it wasn't for the fact that this is my son's project, I would probably just defer. But as a mother, just with everything these kids have been through this past year and a half, I owe it to fight for him. She said, with my youngest, I'm not really sure. He knows it could be taken down, but the older one who built it is super bummed. He really doesn't understand why.
And now, so now what do these goons want? Do they want them to tear it down, or do they want them to get a permit?
Well, that is uncertain. In fact, that's the next question that they look at here in the story. Those are unanswered questions at the moment. The status of the treehouse remains in limbo. The city's saying it was built without, you know, adhering to whatever stupid rules that they have for treehouses. And so usually in a situation like that, they do require it to be torn down. That's the typical situation. But, you know, if we happen to hear an update on this, obviously I'd be happy to give it to you. So if you're paying attention there in Santa Cruz, feel free to reach out and give us an update on this. This is one of those stories where you hear about it once, you probably will never get a follow-up because, you know, no one wants to read the story about the kid's treehouse being torn down.
Yeah.
They're probably just not going to write that part of the story.
This is right there with the lemonade girl, lemonade stand girl.
And there, you say girl, there's been a ton of lemonade stands that have been targeted by governments all around the country.
Yeah.
So, but you know, how devastating that is, you know, to be a kid, you just spent your summer or whatever, building this treehouse, and then somebody comes along who you've never met.
Some bully comes over to your sandcastle and kicks it over.
Right.
Just like the meme.
And except this bully is wearing a suit.
He can get away with it.
And
the mother is supporting him, the goon.
Yeah, that's the saddest part. I mean, it is California, so it figures that mom would be, oh, yeah, they're trying their best. They just want to have a better community. It's just sad they had to target us. And that's the thing. Like, people, they don't want themselves to be targeted by the government, but they still support having the government around doing the targeting. They still think that this bureaucracy is somehow beneficial. That if it weren't for the Department of Planning and Community Development, that no one would have a good community. That we would be living in some sort of a nightmare. And it's just ridiculous. As you pointed out, Conan, there are actually towns here in New Hampshire that have no zoning. There is no Department of Planning. There is no Department of Zoning. There's no planning committee or board that you have to go in front of and beg them and
beg
submit.
Beg them to paint your fence another color.
Or allow you to build a shed or whatever.
Exactly.
Those people don't exist.
This has always driven crazy.
Mm-hmm.
This should be between you and your insurance company and your lien holder. Those are the only people in the room that should talk about what you're putting on your property. So you might build a shed that kills somebody, or that lowers the value of your property, or is an eyesore, and your insurance company might want to know that information because they're liable. One of the first things I did when I moved here to Keene was I removed a structure off the back end of my house, which. If it stayed there another couple of years, it would have fallen and it would have killed somebody.
Oh,
it was that bad, and the city didn't know it existed. So I mean, the thing was built, probably 40 years ago without the permission of the city, and now they've ramped it up. Now they'll know, and it was a dangerous structure that needed to be taken care of. I took care of it
on your own volition.
Oh yeah,
you didn't have to be told.
No. But, if my insurance company found out about it, mm-hmm. didn't know it existed, and it fell and killed somebody, they might pay
that claim.
They might give me a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree that in some certain situations like that, when you're building big things, it's important to make sure you're covered. But the city? No. The city wants to know for one reason. Because if you add a 100-square-foot porch onto the front
of
your house,
they're gonna
tax you accordingly.
Yeah, they want to tax it, and they want to get your building permit fees, and they want to hit you as many times as they can.
If your shed is bigger than 10 by 10, and or you want to run electricity to it or plumbing mm-hmm. to it, they're going to tax you accordingly. That's all that it's about. It's not about your safety, people. That's what they'll say. It's all about your safety.
No, it's about asking permission.
It's about asking permission. It's about knowing what you own so we mm-hmm. can tax you accordingly. It's a scam. It's a total scam.
Yeah, and you're right. Having insurance companies and homeowners interfacing with them would be sufficient to make sure that properties were built in a safe manner. Let the market decide these things. And if you're worried about it, that's what home inspections are for. You can hire somebody.
That's one of the first things I did. And it wasn't a government goon either.
No.
It was a third-party, private.
Governments don't offer that service.
They don't offer the service, but they have guys who specialize in it. To come by afterwards to see how nice your house is, so they can tax you accordingly. But no, the first thing my bank wanted, he's like, "We would like to know the actual value of your home. You need to pay some dude. I think I paid like $300 or something."
Yep.
Guy went out there and he told the bank, "This is what this house is worth.
Right.
Do you want to give the man the money?" And they decided it was good.
All right, 603-283-6160. That's the number here. Coming up, Amazon getting ready to open up their own department stores. We'll talk about that on the way here. You can share your thoughts as well. Bring up what you want on Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival. and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join us here in the remaining moments where we have enough time for you, is 603-283-6160. Just got to get on the line and we'll get you on the air. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
Again, that number is 603-283-6160.
So it looks like the Red Cross has a new policy when it comes to convalescent plasma. So you can donate, if you're vaccinated with any of them, and you know which vaccine it is, by the way, you can donate blood, and you can donate plasma, too. But according to the screw-up, this is Reuters, dealing with the idea that vaccinated can't donate to the Red Cross, these people break it down. The confusion may have arisen over the Red Cross's policy on convalescent plasma, meaning plasma that has COVID-19 antibodies after recent infection and can't be used as a treatment for COVID-19 infection. The American Red Cross current policy is to only accept convalescent plasma donations from people who have recovered from COVID-19 and have not had the vaccine. Although if plasma donated by people vaccinated against COVID COVID-19 has a high level of COVID-19 antibodies, it may be used as convalescent plasma. I think I kind of understand that.
It's a little confusing.
So I don't really know what's going on.
Well, the short version is the information we'd had was wrong, and that Red Cross is...
Which is why all the fact checkers labeled it as misinformation and not false fact disinformation. So some of the truth is in there and some of it's not. So, yeah, you can donate your blood. But still, I don't want it. I don't want any part of it. I'll just...
You're going to die?
I'm just going to die. I'm just going to...
I don't know, man.
I'm already at the point. I already told my boss that if I'm living under the bridge in the next 5 years, because I lost my job and I won't get the vaccine, I can't go in the grocery store anymore, I'm already prepared. This isn't going to happen. I've grown almost all my food this year.
That's nice.
Last year I was very impressed with the food that I was able to put away. This year I basically doubled my production.
Nice.
I don't need you. The only thing that's going to get me though is when I stop paying my taxes, my property taxes.
Yeah, they're going to come get you.
About what is it? 3 years?
2 years they can put a lien on.
Yeah. So I'll have that much time to make friends. Maybe I can start up a little compound there, and you know. I have ideas,
right.
but I don't need you.
That's good.
Which is
a good position to be in.
Which has been my plan for the last 2 years.
So Amazon, speaking of going shopping, Conan. They're looking to open up large retail locations that resemble department stores, according to the Wall Street Journal and CNBC reporting here.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at all.
Really?
I mean, No.
This is the reverse of their business model.
Out of everyone who has the high rollers, the ones who have benefited from this pandemic, government. Big Pharma,
Amazon,
Walmart, all these guys. They've beat out all the little small guys. Now you could be a small guy like me and sell on Amazon. That's acceptable. Mm-hmm. But as far as having your own little store, paying the electric, paying the taxes,
it's
hard to do these days.
You just told me off the air that a local, well, not local, but regional hardware store is closing down.
Another one bites the dust.
Yeah.
They're gone. They're not
even. You got Home Depot, and that's what? That's it now? Maybe one Ace, I think, left?
An Ace Hardware and a Home Depot. That's all we have. But, no, I'm not surprised. Maybe a little surprised that they are brick and mortar now.
Mm-hmm.
But when you consider.
Amazon, yeah.
But here's what I think they're going to do. Because they're not just product. They're not just selling my books for me. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're selling everything now.
They do.
They sell food, but they need facilities. And then right now they're shipping all of the packages. So for the listeners, not only am I a merchant on Amazon and have been for almost 6 years now, I make a nice little tidy chunk of money off of that. But I deliver Amazon packages.
You work for the Postal Service.
I mean, that's all I do on Sunday is deliver Amazon to a small town just north of us.
Right.
That's all I do. And it's coming.
That's because the Postal Service has been hired by Amazon to do Sunday package
stores. Absolutely. So why, I mean, this, the next step, and I see this coming, the next step is to start their own delivery service, which guess what?
They've done that.
They're doing it.
Yeah.
But they're only doing it in the big hubs.
Not even.
Eventually.
I've seen them out in Hillsboro.
Eventually.
Oh, I saw them last year in Hillsboro,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, coming out from one of the hubs, probably coming from Nashua. That's a long drive.
Yeah, wherever they're coming from, but it's, you know.
Ultimately,
Hillsboro's
they're going
to. A little town, for listeners that don't know.
Ultimately, they're going to want to set up little hubs everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And look at all the malls that have just closed.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's happened. So,
well, and JCPenney here.
Prime real estate.
There was a rumor, and I don't know if it was you that told, I forget who told me about it, but might have been Aria. Somebody who worked at the Walmart or works at the Walmart here in town was spreading the rumor that Amazon was about ready to lease out the old JCPenney building here in Keene. JCPenney went under last year. They closed their doors last year, and that building's just sitting empty. And that's the rumor. Sometimes town rumors are correct, sometimes they're not, so maybe it will or won't be true. But they were saying it would be a distribution center, not that it would be a department store.
I think it's going to go both. I think they're going to have a warehouse set up,
and then up front.
And up front, they'll have some stuff. They'll have maybe a little grocery. They'll have a little, sell some odds and ends.
Do you remember hearing about the Amazon experiment of the food outlet that they put in Seattle?
Mm-mm.
This was a few years, maybe even several years ago now. There were headlines about, I think Amazon's based out of Seattle.
It's just a little drugstore, and they just, you walk in with your smartphone. And
it's more than like a drugstore. It's more of like a corner grocer. More of a, I'm not going to say it's a bodega or anything like that, but kind of in that sort of, you're going to get fresh stuff. You're going to get fresh-made sandwiches. You're going to get, grab a pint of milk or something like that. Various different fresh kind of groceries that are available there. They got a chef in the back that's making items for lunch, for takeaway. But what the gimmick was...
Amazon Fresh.
Was that what it was called? I didn't know that.
Seattle, Washington.
But the gimmick was, and maybe it's still in business, that they don't have cashiers. So you would
they're trying to beat Aldi.
Which
only makes sense. I love that place.
And they're trying to do a minimalistic kind of retail. That was the whole experiment.
They're open.
Yeah, I believe it. Can we have? Because they don't pay anybody. There's literally.
Well, they
like,
pay the guy to.
There's the chef in the back, and then there's the stocking people that stock the shelves, and that's it. So they don't have any front staff.
You'll find consistently low prices on a wide assortment of your favorite brands, as well as high quality produce, meat, and seafood. Enjoy delicious prepared foods made in our kitchen. And discover new ways to make grocery shopping more convenient. And, yeah, there's no – you just walk in
you
there.
You just walk in.
With your smart device.
Yeah, so that's the thing. You've got to have the Amazon account. You've got to have a smart device. You go in. You take what you want. Everything's got an RFID tag.
It looks like a nice-looking building, too.
Yeah, everything's RFID tagged. So as you walk out the door, the RFID sensors know exactly what is in your bag or whatever.
They have 2 stars out of 5.
Well, maybe it's not the greatest experience, but, But the point is, they know exactly what you're buying, so it bills automatically to your account. So they've saved people time, and that's the real smart aspect. So not only is Amazon saving the cost of having people up front to do checkouts, but they save the individual's time of having to wait at the checkouts.
Right.
I mean, that's a huge bottleneck of every grocery store experience, right? Like, you go in, you get your food, and then it's like, oh, man, the lines are ridiculous. If you've come at a bad time. Whereas here, it's like, boom, you walk out the door, and then they hit your credit card.
There's a lot of one-stars on this list.
What are they saying about it?
Saying it's unreliable. They say the scanners don't work.
Oh, man.
Someone was complaining about the salad. It wasn't fresh or something.
Oof. Well, it's a learning experience.
Yeah. You know,
but they're still open.
We'll see where it goes.
They're still open. It's been years since that thing opened up. Now, I don't know how many other stores they've opened or if they're still testing it, but it makes me wonder if they're going to bring that experience to these department stores, or are they going to go the old school method of having cashiers up front? The move, according to the story here at CNBC, would result in Amazon taking over locations about 30,000 square feet, or roughly around the size of a Kohl's or a TJ Maxx, but about a third the size of a traditional department store. The move would mark Amazon's latest experiment with physical retail stores after stealing market share in the retail landscape from incumbents with its e-commerce business. They recently overtook Walmart as the world's largest retail seller outside of China. The news had a ripple effect across the retail industry, and they talk about other shares and companies that go down as a result. A representative for Amazon said the company doesn't comment on rumors and speculation.
What?
This is just a rumor? Okay, this is the Wall Street Journal, though, reporting on this. So they cite people who are familiar with the plants.
Yeah, I had heard about this from some other source.
Now, of course, we know they bought Whole Foods. They point that out here in the story here. And they've opened brick-and-mortar bookstores, which I did not know about.
I didn't know that either.
Amazon-branded grocery stores and cashierless convenience stores, which are the ones we were just talking about. And so how this is going to pan out,
brave new world.
It's hard to get into this business that Amazon, were a huge contributor towards killing. I mean, they put a lot of these companies in the ground.
How do you like that?
And,
I like that apples.
Can they actually do it better? We will find out. See you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us at freetalklive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.